And now, our good friends at 500 by Midnight, here are Tim and Michelle Dressen.
That was touching, that tribute to all the boosters.
Inappropriate or appropriate?
Either way. Thank you all for being here. We're going to do a podcast for you.
We're going to try.
All right.
Have you had drinks?
I've had many. I hope you have as well, because it will enhance your enjoyment of what you're about to see.
Thank you.
Fireball is here. All right. That happened.
Thank you. You can bet on that, guys.
All right. Sound guy, this microphone needs to be on, too. I hope you've got that covered. Because, all right. Are we ready to do this thing?
Do it the thing.
All right. Today is Saturday, October 15th. Fucking A. I'm going to start again.
It's just like at home, people. It's just like at home.
This is an accurate representation of how the podcast works.
There's like at least three of those.
Son of a bitch. I've had a little too much, but that's okay. We're going to power through. Today is Saturday, October 15th, 2016, and this... Fuck.
Oh, and by the way, the term "what happens in Vegas," that should be like buried in a graveyard of overused expressions along with "you go, girl, and show me the money."
Come on, homie, don't play that.
Really?
Come on, let's just go check out the suite. It's so money. Vegas, baby!
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast. Show number 571.
Just thinking of all the amazing times that we've had here in Las Vegas.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
We're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. You dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike. Vegas! You think we get there by midnight? Honey, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight. Yeah!
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. And we are recording live from the showroom at the D Las Vegas as part of the Vegas Internet Mafia Family Picnic. Welcome to our live audience. Thank you for being here very much, you fucking Vegas nerds. If anyone here is in denial about being Vegas nerds, I'd like to point out it is 11 p.m. on Saturday night. You are watching a podcast. You fucking degenerate nerds. I love you all. We couldn't be happier about that, though. So I hope everybody's been having a good time this weekend for the Vegas Internet Mafia Family Picnic. It's been awesome so far, and please make sure and stick around for the events, either, well, both, you know, later in this event and then the after thing to be announced, to be...
Shit's going down, people. It's going to be great.
Don't leave early. And tomorrow's going to be awesome, too. So thank you for being here. We've got a shit ton of news to go through. We've got some reviews for you.
Do we?
We do.
Okay.
We've been doing some new things that we would like to tell the people about. So, let's start with news, as we usually do. Let's start with some exciting and not so exciting news of things that are happening in Las Vegas, beginning with SLS Las Vegas. There's something new happening there. Almost a year ago, we discussed the transition of the Lux Tower to become the separate W Las Vegas Hotel. And they are now taking reservations beginning on, they're taking reservations now for rooms that can be booked beginning December 1st.
So depending on how you do here, if you want to do that,
you can go stay at the W. Official grand opening is in February, so they're doing the soft opening.
Soft opening.
Which I know is very popular amongst our audience. So the thing is, as many of you know, room names in Las Vegas are always interesting.
I cannot wait to hear him read this shit.
They've skipped over the traditional deluxe room, which means shittiest room we could possibly give you, but...
We can't say standard. We have to say deluxe.
Here are the names of the rooms in the new W Las Vegas Hotel. Wonderful room. That means it's about 280 square feet. You can take a piss from the bed. Spectacular room. You can probably still take a piss from the bed, but there's like a vase with flowers on the table or something. I don't know. The fabulous room. I don't know what the marvelous studio suite. The mega suite. These are my favorites. The wow suite. Wow.
It is all caps.
Wow is all caps. Gotta be awesome. And then, for any snowboarders in the audience, the extreme wow room.
Question.
That comes with a free case of Mountain Dew. What?
Do these rooms come with glory holes?
No, but coincidentally, my favorite Robbie Antonio movie is Come with Glory Holes. Hi, Robbie. So the room supposedly started at $169 a night, but when I looked at the room rates, they were more like $200-ish and up.
$169 a night?
I know, for the glory hole room.
Yeah.
Of course, there's a $32 resort fee for a bunch of shit you're never going to use. If you're interested in staying there, WLasVegas.com is the website, and if anybody does stay there, please call in with a review and let us know, especially if you stayed in the Lux Tower. I'm curious how different it is.
I want to know if you stay in the extreme wow room. I want a review of that shit.
Like in the middle of the night, you're sleeping, and all of a sudden strobe lights just...
oots.
Oh, yeah. Oots. Built-in oots that you don't expect. That would be fantastic. Well, no, it would be horrible, but...
Depending on your tolerance for oots.
Yeah. All right, so that's happening. In other new hotel news, there is a new hotel planned for the long vacant lot immediately east of Palms. It's across from Gold Coast. It was recently sold to an investor named Chris Beaver.
What?
Chris Beaver. I'm not sure if he's related to reality show,
yes.
Perennial reality show star Brandi Beavers, who did a couple Las Vegas.
She has an S though. She's plural, he's singular.
Oh, so no, then they're definitely not. But anyway, so Mr. Beaver, oh my God. Who doesn't want that name? Mr. Beaver told the Review Journal that he plans to develop the space.
He's apparently very nice.
He's very popular with the ladies. He plans to develop the space with some retail, apartment complex, and a non-gaming hotel with 200 to 225 rooms.
What? Why non-gaming?
I don't know. I don't know.
Is he shady?
Doesn't want to go through the... I don't know. Maybe. You'll have to do some investigative work to check out Mr. Beaver.
All right. Noted.
They hope to begin construction in 6 to 7 months. Now, this site was previously intended for the Vegas 888... project, which anybody who remembers the big building boom in Las Vegas when there were a million condo projects announced, this was one of many that got scrapped when the market crumbled. But Chris Beaver he's.
Could you say his name again?
Chris Beaver. He's going to do things. He's going to be a big name in this town, so keep an eye on Chris Beaver. All right. Who loves alleys? I don't have any alley news theme music, unfortunately, but we do have some alley
is that a
news.
Robbie Antonio movie.
Loves
alleys.
So the reason I'm bringing up alleys is because the Las Vegas Planning Commission has approved a request to vacate the alleys on the Las Vegas Club/Mermaid/Glitter Gulch property as well as the space between where Golden Gate is and La Bayou previously stood. The properties surrounding those alleys are owned by a certain gentleman who may be helping out with this event. I don't know if he's here or not. So the approval makes way for an expansion of Golden Gate and redevelopment, of course, of Las Vegas Club and that whole block. The Golden Gate expansion is going to occur first, according to a, let's say, a reputable source. That's going to consist...
Sometimes there aren't those.
That's going to consist of a two-story addition. There's going to be more casino space at Golden Gate, and then the second floor is going to be used for back-of-house stuff.
Kegs.
And that's going to happen before the Las Vegas Club development, but I'm sure we'll be getting more news about that, you know, as things develop. We're all anxious to see what happens over at Las Vegas Club.
I have a question.
Yes?
Are there any dusty wall decorations left from La Bayou, from the swap meet?
I don't know. What happened to that stuff? The earlier
like
today?
An inch layer of dust.
You took it all? Awesome. So earlier today, if you didn't make it to the Nerdcore, what was that thing called?
Pool party / swap meet.
The swap meet, there was a whole bunch of memorabilia that was pulled from the walls of La Bayou.
Pulled from the walls?
Walls and ceiling and all. A lot of it was hung from
the
ceiling.
To the window, to the walls?
Skeet, skeet, skeet. It's quite a reference you pulled. And some of the folks here got some of that memorabilia, so I don't know if there's anything. Apparently there's nothing left. Apparently those people took everything, so kudos. Anyway, moving on.
How you doing? Baby, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Maybe a little too good. I think we're approaching Bally's Vimph territory. In the history of the Vegas Internet Mafia Family Picnic, I've had various levels of drunkenness while doing the podcast.
There's a scale.
When we had the show at Bally's, they gave us this little area to prepare next to the showroom, and it was the former Diamond Lounge space.
So they had alcohol. Like, free alcohol.
I realized that the bar in the former Diamond Club space was still... The gun still worked. I was a little too excited about this development, and I may have taken advantage of the situation. I'm not quite at that level, but we're doing okay.
We might have been... Yeah.
By the way, this is a long event, so if you guys need to get up and go to the bar and take a piss and all that, don't be shy. Go ahead. Okay, more news. Oh, we're having scotch from the bottle.
We're having scotch.
How classy is that?
12, motherfuckers.
I don't even like scotch, but...
I love scotch.
Oh, my God.
Scotch is my favorite. Scotchy scotch. Scotch going down in my belly.
You know, it's really... It has a nice smoky touch. It's a little peaty.
Sometimes it's caramely. Sometimes it's smoky.
All right.
Sometimes it's both.
Moving on. People are losing interest in what we have to say. Vegas is the city we're in right now. Over at Westgate, they have a really great sports book, and they've had historically some NFL viewing parties in their theater, which is a kind of a cool thing. They close their theater down on Sundays. You can go in there. You can watch the NFL games if you're betting on it. And that's done. They decided not to do it anymore. They charged $5, and I guess people decided it wasn't worth the $5. I don't know. But so those parties are no more.
Why?
Well, I think my guess on this is that, so they renovated their sports book, and they have these skyboxes that they charge for.
So they need to make bank on the skyboxes?
I think they're trying to charge, trying to get people to use those. Okay. So unfortunately for people who like to watch football, that option is gone. But the sports book is still awesome, and the skyboxes are still an option. So,
can you tell me more about your skybox, please?
Oh, my God.
Somebody said that was a Robbie Antonio.
I think this is going really well. Should we talk about some restaurant news? All right,
sure.
Let's do that.
Let's do that.
Harley Davidson Cafe is closing.
Aww.
A lot of fans here in the room.
Yes.
How the hell did this place last 19 years? There was a when we first started going to Vegas, there were a ton of theme restaurants. There was the Motown Cafe, and there was the All-Star Cafe.
Wasn't there the Steven Spielberg...
Dive.
Dive.
The Steel, yeah. Steven Spielberg. And all of them have gone away. And for whatever reason, the Harley-Davidson Cafe across from Planet Hollywood has lasted for 19 years. It is closing at the end of October. So for those of you who are here in the audience, you still can go tomorrow and enjoy an overpriced cheeseburger underneath a rim from a Harley from 1978 or some shit. I've never been in there. I can't imagine. But people are really into Harleys, so I guess whatever.
Is anyone defending?
Anyone a huge fan? Anyone really sad about the closing of Harley? No. There's no word on what is going into that space yet. We don't know what exactly is going to happen to it, but I would imagine it will sit vacant for 8 to 10 years. At some point, the Parabounce people will lay claim to it. Might be another Ferris wheel plan. That actually, I think there was already a Ferris wheel plan for that space a few years ago, but it could come back. Who knows? So that's happening. The on-again, off-again Japanese restaurant at MGM Grand, Morimoto, actually I think it was previously planned for Mirage, it's now at MGM Grand, does have an official opening date, and it is October 21st. So if you've been waiting for, what is that guy's name?
Misaharu Motimoto.
I.
Fukui-san! Iron Chef. Japanese.
Iron Chef contestant. I feel like I'm a kindred spirit to this gentleman because I was we were both named honorary Asians by Angie. Angie,
thank you,
are you
Angie.
Here? She said I was a cuddly panda bear, and that's why I was nominated. Why were you nominated or awarded the shitty
know.
Driver?
I asked.
No, you're booing, but nobody's leaving, so I guess I'm okay.
Take a picture of this, people.
There goes my presidential run. Angie, I made a similar joke to Angie, and she was like, yep, that's exactly it. So anyway, thank you, Angie.
Angie.
We love you. So that's happening at MGM Grand. In-N-Out Burger... Can we get a yay, boo, yay, boo? See, I'm...
See, that's what I love about the live show. I can do hand gestures.
What was... I missed the hand gesture. What was... Oh, that... Okay, I would have gone like... There's an In-N-Out Burger. It is going to be opening at the Link, and it finally has an opening date. Of sometime in December, according to the fucktards at Eater.
Will they be reporting this on Monday? Because they already reported it, but then they heard it on our show.
They'll report it again after they hear it here.
Yeah.
I think In-N-Out at the Link is going to do fantastic, though. Especially seeing what White Castle, which is like the shittiest food you could possibly put in your body, that doing well, In-N-Out is going to be... An unbelievable success.
Double animal style.
That whole fucking secret menu thing is bullshit. Ooh. Yeah, okay. Ooh, I'm special because I know about something that everybody who has a fucking Wi-Fi connection knows about. But I feel great because I get to order it at the drive-thru and they're going to make it like I'm unique.
Do go on.
I've had In-N-Out a few times. It's fine. It's not that fucking great.
You've had it once.
No, I've had it multiple times.
When?
You weren't around. I had it once in Las Vegas with you and then I had it in another city where you were not along. And it was fine. I was really hammered at the time and somebody brought it. Here's the thing. If you ever want to be a hero and there's like some sort of gathering going on and everybody's drinking, show up with either Taco Bell or In-N-Out at about like 12:15 a.m. Everyone will love you. Some dude did this at this thing I was at. And
or Coney's.
He was in Vegas, Coney's would do it. Great drunk food. So anyway, In-N-Out is coming. Everybody's going to love it. There's going to be lines, and then everybody will be like, eh, okay, you can get it. It's easier now. It's not that big of a deal. Are you going to have In-N-Out? I better be careful in the phrasing of this.
If I'm lucky.
All right.
Do you want to rephrase? Do you want to rephrase?
Will you be... Next time we're in Las Vegas, assuming it's after December when this opens, will you be... Oh, here's the way to phrase it. How long... No, that's not right. For what period of time would you line up to have In-N-Out at the link?
15 minutes.
Okay, that's reasonable.
Because we weren't hangry the first time we went there.
I was by the time I left. It was underwhelming.
And we didn't know about the animal style whole thing.
Fuck
either.
Animal style. If it's not like, if
I want to try animal style.
If you offer it, put it on the fucking menu. We don't need to. Ooh, we're pretending to be secretive. By the way, speaking of pretending to be secretive, hang out for the event after this. It's going to be great. I'm such a hypocrite. Okay, moving along. There's a new sushi restaurant that's going into Paris. We talked about it a few weeks ago. They've decided to change names.
Do you like tuna?
What? We're changing the subject. We're done with In-N-Out.
Do you like tuna sushi
ball? Uh-oh. All right, so there's a new... I'm just going to ignore this. There's a new restaurant going in at Paris. Previously, it was going to be a Little Tokyo, which is typically found in food courts. They've decided to change the name.
How is Little Tokyo different from Larger Tokyo?
Presumably, I'm ignoring you, to differentiate itself from the mall restaurants. It's now called Sakushi. I'm sure I'm getting that right because I'm Asian now.
Thank you, Angie.
Thanks, Angie. Sakushi Sushi, which apparently means sexy. In some language.
Coochie.
So they will be trying to differentiate themselves from the fast food restaurants by calling themselves sexy sushi. So enjoy that. For those of you who enjoy coffee, there is a new coffee shop kind of here at the D. It's a coffee cart that is in the lobby area between 6 a.m. to noon daily called Zingerman's Coffee Company.
Zingerman.
It's from Michigan, as many things here at the DR. So, this is fantastic news.
Oh, we have a Michigan steak thing going on.
Oh, fuck.
Blue-green.
I'm with that guy who said, who gives a fuck?
Said fuck college football, and I think it was over here.
I agree with that as well. I did a little research for this story, and I found that...
You did research?
I know. Approximately 60% of people in this country drink coffee daily. So there's an interesting tidbit. And I would like to say to those people... mostly because they're insufferable, I can't do anything without my fucking coffee.
Sometimes it's necessary, bitch.
I like caffeine. I like caffeine, but people who turn over like 90% of their functionality in life to a fucking cup of coffee, fucking ratchet it back a notch. It's a little bit much. Especially, so I love you guys, but any of you who bitch about not having free coffee.
I love you guys, but.
Any of you who bitch about not having free coffee in your hotel room. Fuck y'all. Nobody's leaving me three Coke Zeros in my fridge.
He is as much an addict as the rest of you.
But I don't bitch about not having it supplied for free. I don't have expectations.
You wanna
My hotel room is not a fucking welfare state where they provide the beverage. Like, I need to fucking... I need caffeine in my veins first thing in the morning. I can't function. You know what? I'm going to shell out $1.25 in the fucking vending machine for Coke Zero. I don't need it. It's fine. Fucking go get some coffee. It's not that hard to find, fuckers.
Hashtag
entitled
Tim
motherfuckers.
Rant.
Anybody leaving? No. All right. I love you guys. All right. Moving on to entertainment news.
Oh.
We're beyond the food and beverage segment. We've moved on to entertainment news. There's a little Broadway show called Rock of Ages that has been entertaining people here in Las Vegas for quite some time. It was at the Venetian for years, and then it moved over to Rio. It is closing. January 1 is the end of the line for Rock of Ages at Rio. And unless something new comes along very quickly, this is going to be the first time in, I would say, probably decades that there have not been any regular Broadway shows here in Las Vegas. It's been a long, long time. We had Phantom for a long time. We had Mamma Mia, Jersey Boys, all those things. This is it. So I'm sure something will come along, but apparently the Broadway
show thing,
you think there's going to be a Vegas version of Hamilton?
There might be.
Overrated. There's nothing I'd rather do less than sit through a fucking production of Hamilton. But I know people love it and are into it. It's like, oh, it's fucking phenomenal. He's rapping the musical instead of singing it. Oh, God. So I won't be going to see that anytime soon. But tickets are hard to come by, so it must be great.
We can get a download.
We can get a download of what?
The soundtrack and the performance.
Talk into the microphone, please.
Okay. Should you want to entertain that? We have a friend who can hook us up.
With who gives a shit? That's like the worst friend ever. You know who's a friend? The guy that I barely know that gave us a special cookie last night before the Sublime show. That guy right there. He's right there. He's not right there. He would never do that because that would be wrong.
What about the guy who gave us donuts before the show?
Nah, that guy sucks. I'm kidding. Thank you. Many, many people have given us gifts before this over the weekend. We love you all. Thank you. All right. More. Yep. Scotch. God, that's harsh.
This is not harsh. It's not
harsh.
Like a frog or something.
I'm not a big
Blood
Scotch guy.
It's fucking some smooth shit. Huh? Birthday Scotch.
All right. Do you care to share with the group what birthday it is?
29.
All right.
Happy birthday.
That was impressive. Wow.
There's like harmonizing and shit. Huh? What about the party?
Security. Wow. Hunter, how much longer do you want us up here? All right. We got a lot of shit to cover here. We'll do a couple more little things here, and then we'll do some reviews. Okay. So where are we? Rock of Ages is closing, blah, blah, blah. Diana Ross is doing another batch of shows at the Venetian, if you're interested, between February 8th and 25th.
She's coming out, motherfuckers.
She's coming out. This is her third mini residency, whatever the fuck that terminology means.
Oh, I'd go.
I would go see Diana Ross. She's fantastic. That's happening. Let's skip that. A bunch of half-assed Vegas entertainers are... Do you want to talk about any of this? Let's talk about... Okay.
Can we talk about Tenors of Rock?
Yeah, let's do this.
Please.
All right.
Please,
we have theme music, which I know everybody loves. Mostly me.
Overwatch. It could be true, but it's probably bullshit.
Yeah. That was the highlight of my existence right there. Thank you, guys.
He put a sound clip together. You affirmed him. Thank you.
All right. So, there's a rumor... We love rumors.
Is there?
Well,
is there?
Kind of.
Tell me more.
Before we get into this specific rumor, I'd like to give you a little insight into the anatomy of Las Vegas gossip. And I know
Do you
Norm,
have a flowchart?
Norm is the fucking master. I'm so glad you stuck around. Thanks, Norm. You've been an inspiration for years. Here's the anatomy of Las Vegas gossip now that Norm is no longer in the business of doing this.
Because he verifies his shit.
Yeah, he actually has a reputation and, like, ethics and stuff that is now gone from the Las Vegas gossip scene. Here's how Las Vegas
not
gossip works.
Names.
There's a certain person in this audience. I'm not going to name his name because I don't know if he wants me to. One of our beloved listeners and part of our community. He ran into a certain blogger who likes to...
embellish?
He likes to make shit up. And our friend mentioned to him that Roger Waters from Pink Floyd might be doing a mini residency at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. Completely made this up. Said blogger tweeted it out within an hour, and it ended up in Johnny Katz's column the next day. This is how gossip now becomes news in Las Vegas. No verifying, no second source. Completely
what are
bullshit.
Facts? Could you explain what facts are?
Facts?
Yeah.
I don't deal in facts. Well, anyway, so if you happen to know any certain bloggers who are convinced the Mirage has sold, next time you see him, make sure and mention that. Just make up some fucking bullshit and watch it become news in Las Vegas. It's fantastic. So anyway, speaking of people who just report a bunch of bullshit, Robin Leach reports that there's a group called Tenors of Rock that will begin a residency at Harrah's in December.
So you read this to me and I'm like, is this shit real?
Yeah, she thought I was making this up.
I'm like, are you Tenors doing a parody for our show? Because that would be awesome. But no, it's, this shit's real.
What did you think Tenors of Rock involved?
Was like the three tenors plus one plus doing something? Medical, metallic, rock, I don't know.
No, it doesn't involve the three tenors. I think you would mention one of them is dead, so that wouldn't work out so well. They're apparently a British X Factor group. It's a cover band. So here's the weird thing. Like, I don't understand. You can come down to Fremont Street any night of the week and see like three or four cover bands that are pretty good. Why would you pay to watch a cover band,
yes,
the Tenors of Rock, do Guns N' Roses and Aerosmith and Zeppelin covers?
In harmony.
But it's going to be great.
Are they all tenors, or do they have different... like,
apparently, they're all tenors. Apparently, they're all
there's tenors. No harmony there, then, is there?
Well, they're all doing some sort of...
Mikey, can you weigh in on this? You're a music major guy.
Can you have harmonies when you do just tenors? Okay. So, yes, you can have harmonies with just tenors. Thanks, Mike. So that's happening if you are interested. Well, no, it may be happening. It's just a rumor at this stage. I'm giving this, and because it's too, like, why would you make this up? I'm giving it 80%.
Is that a little high, audience?
All right, 65%. How long is it going to last? It's going to last 3.5 months. One more rumor item, and then we'll move on. The previously mentioned Johnny Katz, who apparently will print anything and is the master of typos and wrong names. Oh, my God, I'm going to get sued. If I just say allegedly now, does that... all of this is parody. This is...
Kathy Griffin does it all the time.
All right,
why
allegedly is reporting that there's a new show being developed for Venetian and Palazzo called Revive that is going to be a blatant knockoff of Absinthe. If you can have the real Absinthe, why do you go to a blatant knockoff of Absinthe? Although people are going to La Rev, so, you know, that's a blatant Cirque du Soleil thing. It's going to be, if this is true, it's going to happen in the Theater where Rock of Ages was most recently performed when that was still at Venetian. They're renovating it to shrink the size down from 1,800 to 1,600, or 1,800 to 600 people.
And no bourbon room.
And, yeah, well that's closed. They're going to make that into something boring. And so that's happening. I am guessing 57% chance of this happening. Nah, let's go higher. 72% chance of this happening. Absinthe has been a huge success, so somebody's going to rip it off, so this makes sense to me.
It's like, yeah, no one can be original anymore. It's like, something's successful. Yeah. We're all going to copy that shit and do it.
All right, we got a couple reviews for you, but before we do that, we need to do a little business.
Do it. What's your business?
Viator. Get you more.
Thank you. All right. Yes, our beloved sponsor, Viator. I love that. Like, people are excited about our commercials.
That's awesome.
Whoop, fuck. We're not doing that. We're not doing Dear Tim and Michelle.
But we could.
We could have, but we don't need to because we've already been on here for like 45 minutes. Anyway, Viator is awesome. As you know, they make it super easy to book attractions, show tickets, tours, activities, adventures. They have a great app for iOS and Android devices. They make it easy to use. They make it possible to book when you're already here on vacation. So if you're looking for a way to make your vacation better, please do that. Even those of you Uber dorks who are wearing Apple Watches right now, you can use Viator's app on that very device. And here's something that's kind of cool. If you need to talk to somebody, they have their call center based here in Las Vegas. So if you call to either book an event or make a change, or if you have a customer service issue, you're going to be talking to a Las Vegas local. Make sure to ask them if it is their Friday. That is my suggestion. As always, if you're going to book something while you're not using their app, if you're at home, if you're using your computer, click through the 500bymidnight.com link. We get extra credit points, and it tells Viator, yeah, we get more money. That's what really matters. We are whores. Oh, speaking of us being whores, I am not bringing these 500 t-shirts home. If you are an XL, or I think I have one medium left, please, please, please take these off my hands. I'll sell them. They're priced at $10, but I will negotiate.
If you know what I mean.
If you know what I mean. If you've ever wondered what it's like to cuddle with me for a night, I don't know what that...
Hell, you guys, I don't even know what that means.
It's true. You should see the pillow wall I build right down the middle of that king size.
He loves fucking pillows.
I got like 14 pillows to... I think we've gone too far.
He loves pillows. He does not love.
We need to cut it. All right, we're gonna do one quick review, and then we need to wrap things up because apparently we've gone a little long this time. Hard to believe.
He loves pillows. His love for pillows.
All right, shut up. I don't know what you just said. We're gonna talk later. One quick review. We have time for one review of our many. So we're going to do the first one on the list. So in the name of science, we got really fucked up last night during that Sublime concert. In the name of science and this podcast, so this morning at 10 a.m., we called a certain company called Hangover Heaven, based here in Las Vegas, and asked them, please help us get back to normal. I was actually pretty close to normal. This lady was not.
Clearly, one of us learned a lesson.
So here's how it worked. At 10, well, we were told that there would be a free shuttle picking us up here in downtown Las Vegas at 10:40. Then we got another call. It was delayed. It was changed to 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock, a shuttle showed up. We boarded it, and we went to the Hangover Heaven facility near, let's say, I-15 and not Trump Hotel because we don't want to talk about the election. So the people who were working there asked us a few basic health questions, and then they escorted us to a room. We
you
said,
mean, you mean like how much do you weigh? How much do you drink? How much
have
whatever.
You? It was on a scale of 1 to 10. How bad do you feel? Do you have a headache? Nausea?
Do you have sex with pillows?
Did you? I like the we're not going to judge you, but were you on any additional substances? Which we had to answer yes to, thanks to that guy. I'm sorry. Not thanks to that. Anyway, so there are three packages that you can choose from as far as the different hydration offerings.
Tell me more
offerings.
About your packages.
Shut up. That they offer. We went with the salvation option.
Yeah, we did.
Which was like different fluids and nausea and headache medication. I was unable to participate because they were having trouble finding a decent vein in my arm. And after about four needles, I just, I'm like,
get it up.
I was about, they had trouble. Wow. So I just said, no, I'm just accompanying her because she's the one who really made all the mistakes last night.
I did. It's true. I did. I claim responsibility.
But because of the late shuttle, they gave us free B12 shots. And you, so here we go. You were the one who had the treatment.
I did.
Within an hour, how did you feel?
Find your vein, if you know what I mean.
How did it, wow. How did it work? How
yes,
do you review this?
Clearly it works. Because
I have a feeling we might be visiting again tomorrow morning, if you'd like to join us. Well, they have a bus, and I'm like, next year we need to get that motherfucking bus over here the day after the main event.
Just park it in the D expense or the event center and like go to.
Yeah. So anyway, having had the full treatment, thumbs up. All right.
Yes.
It was a good experience.
It
was great.
Worth every penny. Mama's back on the alcohol train.
Yeah. Clearly, no secret there. All right, we've got a bunch of stuff.
Are you saying I have a problem?
I didn't say that. You said that. Okay, so we've got a bunch of other stuff we're going to hold off, apparently, for the next show. A bunch of reviews. We have the podcast after this one. Unless somebody figures it out before we do our next show, we have a major scoop. A 500 exclusive.
Yeah! He's not only drunk, people. He's drunk with power.
But we're holding it till the next show. So, I know.
How dare you cock tease our audience like this?
That's called a teaser in the podcast biz.
Is it a cock teaser?
I have sources, so. Nope. I want to keep you people listening to our shit show. You need to take the cork out
just
before you
tip.
Give that to me next time.
Oh, sorry.
All right. So before we go, we have some people to thank. We want to thank everybody here at the D and Golden Gate, especially Derek and Nicole for their endless awesomeness in making this whole event happen. David Rossborough, who puts in a ton of work on this, and everybody here at the DN Golden Gate make this such an awesome time for all of us. Make sure and show them some love. Gamble in the casino and get drunk
tips
at one of their fine bars.
Not just the tip, the whole tip.
Please, here at this event, make sure and tip your bartenders and your cocktail waitresses well, because they're working their asses off and deserve it. Of course, thank you to Hunter and Chuck for doing all the work on this. Those guys, I don't know. They put in an unbelievable amount of work to make this happen, and they let us come along for the ride and make asses of ourselves, and I can't tell
they
you how much I
appreciate
it. They
set everything up. We just show up.
Thanks, guys. Love you. Stick around for Vegas Tripping Match Game. It's going to be awesome. And then the event after this, I swear to God, it's going to be great. So don't leave early. It's Saturday night, man. Stay up all night. Just fucking, you can sleep tomorrow, you know.
Is you it can your sleep Saturday?
Until the Hangover Cup.
Is it your Saturday?
No, is today my Saturday?
Yeah.
Of course it is. For another 22 minutes. Okay, so if anybody wants to, please fucking take these fucking anybody here in the front in XL? I don't give a shit. Take these motherfuckers. Free t-shirts for those people down there. I've got a few more. I have one medium and a bunch of XLs. Please buy them. I've got books and shit back there. Buy it.
He's a whore, you guys. He's a total whore.
God damn. I'm just
in a good
such
way.
A sellout.
In a good way.
All right, you can find all the show notes and stuff at 500bymidnight.com. You can email us if you have Dear Tim and Michelle questions, which I've stockpiled and will thus be doing a Dear Tim and Michelle episode soon. 500@gmail.com. What was that?
I'm looking forward to this recording.
All right, yeah. All right. We're both on Twitter. I'm 500. She is Anita Martini. We have a voicemail line if you'd like to call us with your reviews and drunken thoughts during this trip. 702-866-9494. Please call and complain about this episode. I won't blame you. I feel so bad for the people listening at home who aren't part of the studio audience, but fuck them.
Because the studio audience is fucking awesome, you guys.
That is some grade A pandering. Hello, Las Vegas.
No, it's fucking true. You guys are great.
They are. As always, are we ready to wrap this up?
Sure.
Hunter's like, come on.
Hunter's like, oh my God, you guys.
All right,
come on.
We got to get on with VT Match Game. As always, thank you for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. Thank you for being in our audience. Thank you for all the love. We love you guys, and we will be back with another show whenever we recover from this epic hangover we're going to have tomorrow.
We're going to have to dry out a little.
Bye, guys.